Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Behold, it is the DJV program, Behold the Beholders. They are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, along with me, Doug Steffen, with the right attitude. We know what to say, how to say it. We know what to think and how to think it. We know what we like and why we like it. So what's the next important step here? I guess to communicate some of this stuff. The bottom line is that we have many things in this fascinating world of ours to focus on. And Jennifer has one of them. I'm looking at some of the trending stuff. I was actually going to throw some of that at you, but you decided you want
to. No, I would like this game. Why don't I do this? Why don't I give you a quick update, and then you can ping pong.
Yeah.
Is that a fair game?
What a great idea.
I know. I come up with a million of them.
Yes,
so remember we've been talking on this program a lot about the Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, who was allegedly, he ate some, you know what, forget, let's not use the P word. Let's not say he was poisoned. He just ate some peas that didn't taste quite right.
I don't even like allegedly. Of course, he was poisoned, the guy.
And he was sent to Germany for treatment. Well, now, over the last several days, he's been posting pictures of himself in his hospital bed in Berlin. And this is weeks after he was poisoned. He felt critically ill.
It looked like the pictures of me in my hospital bed a couple of weeks ago.
A little different, actually.
He looked a lot healthier.
Yeah. He looks good and tan, but he looks pretty thin. And he's got a lot of nurses standing around him doing selfies. Actually, it's his family and nursing staff, which was posted on his Instagram account. He's recovering in Germany, but his press secretary said, get this, that he intends to return to Russia. He's not done yet. In his first message after his hospitalization, he said he was now breathing on his own without medical support. He said, I miss you. I still can hardly do anything, but yesterday I was able to breathe on my own for the whole day, just myself. I did not use any outside help, not even the simplest valve in my throat. He said, I liked it very much. An amazing underestimated process by many recommended. He was poisoned with the chemical nerve agent from what they say is the Soviet-era Novichok group, according to the German government, and questions remain over what the state was doing, if Russian state was involved in the incident. The Kremlin is kind of mum on this one after denying that they had anything to do with it, but he said he intends to return to his home country after he recovers. He said no other option was ever considered. He first became sick on a flight to Moscow from Tomsk, which is in Siberia, on August the 20th, and he was hospitalized following an emergency landing to get him off the plane.
Yeah. All right.
He is so lucky that he was able to get to Germany, because Germany actually had a vested interest in keeping him alive. They wanted to save him. Treated him like a normal patient
and
tried to save his life. If he landed in Russia, if he landed in Russia, we would not be talking about him right now. No. He'd be gone.
Gonzo. Adios. Speaking of Gonzo, thought it was interesting this week, all of these celebrities who were basically boycotting social media. Was it just Instagram and Facebook? Or was it Twitter and some of the others?
I don't think Twitter was the target. I think it was just Facebook and Instagram.
And what were they trying to underscore?
Well, they got off of the platform, both platforms, because they were part of the campaign to raise awareness, essentially, about misinformation and the policies of not taking stuff down. So they. It's the social media policies. The campaign's called Cease Hate for Revenue.
So can you give me an example of, because I don't watch this stuff, I don't see it.
I have a question. How does Alyssa Milano then stay on if they're upset about hate? I mean, she sends out hateful stuff all the time.
Well, I think they mean more like
Donald Trump.
No, I think they mean more like propaganda, misinformation about elections, stuff like that.
Well, how do they determine that?
Yeah,
how
she's in charge of that. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't start the campaign.
No, we're not. It's not an attack on you. We're just trying to find out how one-sided this is. And
it
sounds like it might be a little one-sided.
The idea that Twitter is going out there or that Facebook is going out there and trying to suppress messages.
Well,
that
Facebook
are,
has admitted that they knew stuff was that it was misinformation. They haven't taken it down. So
good.
That's,
I don't
that's
think
why
Facebook's job is to do that. Facebook should be a platform. People have to be responsible for the information that they're consuming. They just do.
So if you're a jerk, you show up as a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. As much as it, like, I am, like, blown away by some of the junk that people put on Facebook that I don't like, that I don't agree with, but I think it should be there. I don't want Facebook dictating what I see. I don't want Twitter dictating what I see. I don't want Twitter's commentary on what the president says, and I don't want Google taking away my Google search results because of what they think is newsworthy. I don't want that. I just want to know what's out there, and I'll filter through it.
But if, in fact, they do it for everybody, see, I understand if it's equally assessed or applied, but it isn't. Now you bring up a good
point. Well, but look, there's white supremacist stuff on there. There's Nazi stuff. And there's all kinds of, really? Well, because,
yeah. Oh, I mean, okay. Here's the thing. I don't like that stuff. So. But freedom of speech is freedom of speech.
I don't agree with it either.
That's my point. Yeah. I don't agree with it at all. I don't
when you have bots and Russians and Chinese and Iranians, you've got all kinds of people infiltrating these platforms, that making fake political ads that people think are real. We know how many times have we talked about people, you know, sharing stuff that they see on someone else's Facebook page.
So where do you draw the line? You're right, Victoria. That stuff has,
that's,
is,
well, that's
is
what
abusive.
This campaign is about. Yeah, I mean,
but,
it's, you know.
But
you know, as much as that's
you,
true. Here's the thing. With a social media profile, you're either you protect hacks, which and you protect, you know, you try to make sure that the people who are posting are actual people. But if you believe in freedom of speech, I mean, I stand for people who say things I don't believe in every single day, but I stand with them because we live in a country where freedom of speech is valued. I don't want someone at Google telling me what is appropriate speech. I don't want someone at Facebook telling me what they think is appropriate speech.
So then
speech,
how do we mitigate?
That we all
I
become
get
homogenized.
Yeah, right. That's true. But how do we mitigate against the people, like Victoria is suggesting, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, who are trying to disrupt all of whatever patterns of thought we have to their advantage.
And look, that's led, and part of this campaign, and Kim Kardashian is the one who mentioned this, that a lot of this, the spreading of hate and propaganda and misinformation, it's led to actual violence, physical violence. They've had these fake groups who are set up on Facebook, and they say, hey, meet us here at this protest. This happened all during the beginning of the Black Lives Matter protests. Mm-hmm. There were these Facebook groups. Facebook admitted that they knew that these were Russians. They weren't even Americans who were setting these groups up, and the Chinese were in on it up to their eyeballs. And and Facebook knew that it was existing, and they didn't take it down. That's what this campaign is going after. I want everyone to have free speech, but this to me is not about free speech. That's about taking irresponsible.
But then, how do we?
Down.
You're right. You're right on this, Victoria. But how, as Jennifer is suggesting, where do we draw the line between? Who knows? Who decides what hate speech is? Or I think if you can
so
track it back to the Chinese or the Russians, then that all should be eliminated.
100%, and
America.
I agree with you. I agree with both of you on that. I think that it's up to these platforms to try to make a safe and secure place for Americans to post
Facebook
things.
Has done a horrible job of that.
Yesterday, we celebrated National Guacamole Day. If you missed that exciting, stirring conversation, I have great news for you. The DJV clip of the day is a focus on the history of this fabulous Mexican restaurant staple and guacamole. The fact it's guac. I call it guac. It's guac, not
guac.
Guacamole would celebrate
guac
a gun.
Is a gun.
Yes, it is, right. So you're going to listen to more of that kind of excitement. Then you can, if you want to, then of course the girls have the usual shot at my cooking. That's all part of the conversation. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, DJV Clip of the Day. Also, you can follow us all day long at the same place, DJVShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 18 at the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here. We're talking about bees and how important bees, honeybees, may be to the mitigating of cancer, breast cancer in women especially, but it's being studied in other forms as well, as is cannabis, by the way. But there's a new threat to bees, apparently because of the a shortage of bees. The mob has gotten into growing bees, creating hives by stealing beehives from others. Like in the dead of night, they go out and they, I was thinking about the beehive on my farm. They go, you know, most of the beehives are out in the open. So what they're doing is opening up, dismantling some of the bees. And when you do that, I'm sorry about the hives. When that happens, though, you can kill a lot of the bees. And they don't seem to know that.
It's amazing what the mafia has been reduced to. Garbage and bee stealing.
Yeah.
They used to be, it's like, used to be Al Capone and, Bugsy Siegel, and now it's, they manage
go
garbage.
Go get the bees.
And that's a big ass pass. The whole operation just went down.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's what they, somebody in Fresno, Jennifer, a detective who specializes in agricultural crime, said he found a bee shop. It was run by the mob. He said it was like a chop shop for bees.
Yeah. Jeez, that's weird.
So they had a this outfit, this bunch in Fresno had stolen 2,500 hives belonging to a bunch of owners, farms and stuff. And the guy who was in charge of it was a Russian named Pavlov Terventinov. He was arrested. What the hell are these people doing in our country? Will you tell me? And in California, they seem to be thick as thieves. They are thieves. And they're all over the place. And, man, this raises hell with the farms, back to pollinating the
things.
What
were they doing? Were they selling the hives, like, on the black market?
Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing.
Jeez. Yeah. I got a beehive for you.
A black market bee. There we go.
Weird.
21 after the hour of the DJV show. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A long ride. Those, in case you have not able, you're not able to figure out who the singers are, those are the Indigo Girls. They premiered, say it again, Doug. Oh, there it is. A new song, and this is it, Long Ride. It offers their take on the COVID situation. The track features allusions to the pandemic in the lyrics, encouraging listeners to keep their heads up. Quote, I know you want to let go of the reins, yeah, but it's going to be a long ride. Hang on, my friend. I know. I get it. It's going to be a long ride. Indigo Girl member Amy Ray admits that she and her bandmate Emily Sailors had reservations about addressing COVID in their music. Amy said, quote, I was worried about trying to write about these times because of how complex it is, because there are so many different layers. I almost feel like without some distance on it, some perspective, it's hard to write a song. She was eventually swayed after talking to her mom and her friends. All of them wanted to go out to eat or party with their loved ones, which forced her to write The Voice of Reason to encourage them all to stay home. That's pretty responsible. Huh. She said, Emily said, I was personally thrilled that she came up with the idea to talk about Amy. I was also excited about the fact that we hadn't written a song together in 30 years. They've been around that long?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They last shared the song Change My Heart, which you're listening to now, last July. So that's the latest on the... I'd forgotten how long they've been around. Sorry, yeah?
I feel like they're from the 70s, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you could stretch it back to the 70s, certainly early 80s. Yeah, they've been around 40 years. And they know Spring Chickens. They still sound pretty good, though. It's an interesting kind of different. I don't know. This doesn't sound too much like the traditional
stuff. They were a little folkier.
Yes.
From the stuff that I've been used to hearing.
Yeah, right. All right, 25 and change after here on the DJV program. Jen, Victoria, Doug, and you with Arnell Pineda, who is sort of been a frontman of a number of groups. He's teamed up with
Taka. He's been with Journey for a while now. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
I think it's been a while. I feel like Phil would know the answer.
He sounds good.
A long time. And he's just a carbon copy of Steve Perry.
Right. Yeah, and that's what Steve they Perry. Keep doing. They just keep getting a new Steve Perry. And this guy's voice is incredible. Steve Perry can't hit these notes anymore.
Yeah. Pineda wrote on YouTube, "Good day, folks. To honor the legacy of Journey's Escape album, specifically Neil Schon, Jonathan Cain, Steve Perry, Ross Valerie, and Steve Smith, this is my one-of-a-kind extra exceptional buddy rocker. It's called One OK Rock Taka. Is that what the album is called?
His name is Taka. He's from a band called One OK.
This is a Taka
Rock. Taka. Right. He's from Japan.
The Arnell Pineda side of this, I don't get. So why is he doing this to the Japanese guy?
Because they're friends and they just did a duet of it. And the Japanese guy's voice is really good, too.
We don't hear it
here.
That's
him right there.
Pianist is pretty good, too.
What? Oh, my God.
The pianist. I like the way the pianist...
Arnell Pineda. Pineda.
But
that's
I said
name.
The... I
you
get
said
that.
Penis.
But I said... No, I said the pianist. The person playing
okay,
the
Jen,
piano.
Okay, I heard penis. Did you hear
no.
penis? Why did you get
pianist,
it? Started? I didn't even know.
A person who plays the piano is a pianist, not a penis. There
get
you
that
go.
T out there, pal.
Pianist. All right, so much for the story of the remake of
Moving
Open
on.
Arms.
Gosh,
nice
I'm blushing.
Nice Victoria. All right, there we are. A couple of things to think about from the musical world. At 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. 80% of lung cancer deaths are due to smoking, but smoking causes many other health problems. The good news is that just 20 minutes after you quit, your heart rate and blood pressure begin to drop.
Within a year of stopping, your risk of having a heart attack is about 50% of people who continue to smoke, and after about 3 years, it goes down to the level of the person who's never smoked.
Even your lung cancer risk can go down, says Dr. Taylor Hayes.
Most of the data suggests that it takes 15 to 20 years for the risks to accumulate. You can imagine that it takes a while after you stop the exposure to have the risk reduced. And most of the studies suggest it's 10 to 15 years to drop to its lowest level.
And while it's never too late to stop, the earlier, the better.
Studies have clearly shown that if you quit by age 40 or early 40s, you avoid nearly all of the excess risk for disease and quality of life reduction.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney
General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representatives.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the SEC decided to move forward on college football, the University of Georgia has faced backlash from critics after announcing it would not be using its campus as a voting location for the presidential election. Critics have said the decision to cancel in-person voting was hypocritical, as the university is now allowing over 23,000 football fans to gather. The group tweeted out, "Sign the petition to stop Georgia from engaging in voter suppression. If we can have football, we can have voting too." After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour now on today's DJV program. Can't believe these women.
These women? Okay. Jen and Victoria, you mean?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay, we have names.
Yeah. But to have everybody think that I was saying something lewd, crude, and uncouth.
Why go back to it? Why go back to it now?
Because it disturbs me.
Oh, please. Yeah. I want to make sure you enunciate those T's.
I was very clear when I said pianist. You were not listening carefully. All right, let's get back to what's going on. Victoria, yes. Would you like to give us a lesson in verbology, or are we moving into...
How about a history lesson?
History lesson, perfect.
Yeah, that I think a lot of people could use. This, to me, is like the most disturbing bit of news that I've read in a long time. According to a new study that came out of the state of New York, nearly 20% of millennials and Gen Zers, which are ages 18 to 39, believe that Jews caused the Holocaust, and that, and this is the first, this is shocking. The findings are the first ever 50-state survey on the Holocaust, and they were testing out the knowledge of American millennials and Gen Zers. This was commissioned by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, which is a long word, but that's a conference. So they found that even though there were more than 40,000 concentration camps and ghettos in Germany during World War II, 58% of respondents in New York couldn't name a single one. Not even Auschwitz. Like, everyone knows one, right? They couldn't even name a single one. Additionally, 60% of the respondents in New York did not know that 6 million Jews were killed during the Holocaust. They actually believe, a big chunk of them believed, that the number was inflated or that the Holocaust was a myth and didn't happen.
We were talking yesterday about all of these. You know, there was a boom, what do they call it, a Zoom boom or something?
Yeah.
With the Nazi inscription and Hitler's image on all of these laptops that are being used by students in school.
Yeah.
There is, and this is a huge indictment of our educational system. Huge.
It is. Yeah, and they're not teaching history.
Nothing. They're teaching nothing.
And you know, the other thing that, well, we're just sounding like old people and talking, I know we spoke a while ago about social media. The thing that gets me is how we've glorified people like Adolf Hitler and how we've glorified people like Che Guevara, and that you actually have kids wearing T-shirts and buying stickers with their images, not understanding what these people did. And I don't understand how... Parents.
It's a huge indictment of teachers, teachers' unions.
Yes, but also parents. Like, don't let your kid do that
stupid
stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, some of the other things that were really, 28% of respondents, this is in New York, believe that it is acceptable to hold neo-Nazi views. 62% of the people in this survey in New York have never visited a Holocaust museum. And trust me, I've been to two different ones. If you go to a Holocaust museum, you walk out a changed person.
You
and if
so
you're not,
do.
Then
I
you don't have a soul. If you are not a completely changed person, that makes you want to go and sit in a small room and stare away in space for an hour.
References to this stuff that have been done, video, audio transcripts, books, magazine articles, you name it, it's there. Back again. So that is a serious problem. But the real problem and what this means is that we're letting our teaching institution fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, there are so many indictments. And this is why I couple, you know, the people who want to reorganize the police. Yep, have at it. But along with that, we're paying untold jillions of dollars for this kind of result. And the teachers are so, well, they'll tell you, well, there's no discipline in the schools. I don't know why there isn't discipline. Why isn't there discipline in schools? Why are kids getting away with the threats, the intimidations, teachers being beaten up by high school seniors, you know, that kind of stuff that goes on? We had an incident like that here in a local community. High school football player didn't like what his English teacher said, and so he beat him up. You know,
just,
what the hell
you know,
is that?
Part of what I guess, and when we have these conversations about statues coming down or history or whatever, it's not that there are moments in time that we're proud of. It's that when we don't teach them, we forget them, and then we repeat our mistakes. And
yep.
It's so unfortunate to me that, and Victoria,
that.
I think you're absolutely right. Going to the Museum of Tolerance a few times here in California, you can't leave there without being touched. I mean, they hand you a person. Usually, I think it's like this at most of these museums.
And
you follow through their journey, and you become personally connected to it. But if you don't allow kids to do that, how are they ever going to feel it?
Where does the disrespect for Jews come from? Why is it that you hear so much admonition? It sort of reminds me of the disrespect for blacks. Yeah, but it's
biblical.
It is biblical, and there's a jealousy involved in it. The kind of subtle and not so subtle hatred that comes from people who don't understand those who are different. And, you know, there's a lot of prejudiced Jews who don't like, you know, you can't marry a Christian. I was involved in a relationship like that in the mid-80s, and it was really eye-opening to have this woman tell me that she wouldn't, I was actually interested in marrying her. She wouldn't marry me because her parents would disown her because I wasn't a Jew. What the hell is that?
Well, you know, that happens a lot.
That's a little different
than being.
Yeah.
Well, but it just shows the prejudice that exists. I'm just saying that we have there are all kinds of outshoots to this conversation. But the bottom line is, and when it comes to this, our education system needs to be blown up, the same as our policing system needs to be blown up and start over again, so that we have what people want. Most people, I mean, maybe we're getting so far away from it. If you're in your 30s, your late 30s, you're the parents of youngsters who could be teenagers at this point. And if you don't know it, then why should you expect your children to know it or pay any attention to it? And I guess the question I would ask of parents today, do you actually know what your children are learning in school? Are you following? Do you pay attention to their homework? Do you talk to them about what went on in school? Or do you just ignore it, not pay attention to it? I used to love talking, but I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. But I loved school. I thought school was fabulous. Going to school every day was something that I really looked forward to. I looked forward to my college education. It was, I don't know why, but it just was a fabulous experience. And maybe and the people who made it a fabulous experience were the teachers that I had. And I can remember each and every one of them from elementary school on up through. And maybe there are a couple of exceptions or a couple of dunderheads, but for the most part, they were really good. Today, we don't have that. I'm not discounting the really good teachers.
But you know what? It's more than just the teachers. Right. It's the curriculum. And the curriculum has been infiltrated by people who have their own, their own wants, wishes, and desires and agendas. That's right.
Right.
And so as much as the teachers have to teach to the curriculum, that's their job. And so as much as we can lay it on
teach
the doorstep of the teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I hope that the fact that this study is a national study, and I know it's, it was based in New York, but I hope that this starts a dialogue that with parents and kids. I mean, basically everyone under 40 doesn't seem to know about the Holocaust, which is just like, I'm lucky because in my school we had, we watched Night and Fog, which is a documentary on the Holocaust, which will change you. And then we went to the National Holocaust Museum in D.C. I feel like we had a lot of that.
Here in the Midwest, there's none of that, though. If you go, you got to travel to get to
I went to high school in Connecticut, so I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's an East Coast thing. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it's ridiculous that this is not taught.
Midwest, yep. Speaking of New York, the lockdown, according to the research out now, reduced, listen to this, boys and girls, lockdown in New York City reduced the spread of the virus by 70%. 70%. The study also found that more consistency with mask wearing would have brought it down even more.
And we still lost. How many people died in New York?
Hundreds.
I don't remember the number.
Hundreds. Yeah, it was in the hundreds. If not more.
In the hundreds. It was in the thousands.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know if it was 80,000 or how many New Yorkers we lost, but it was to think that it was already reduced to 70%. Can you imagine if they didn't go into lockdown? It would have been just, I can't even imagine. We lost friends and loved ones, and it was just, it's horrible. It was so, so horrible to go through that.
All right, some more info regarding COVID as we continue here on the DJV program here, including a special sort of, well, not special because we do our podcast with Good Day Health every week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. In the current, well, there are actually a couple of different ones I want to highlight here. Most recent Good Day Health shows at gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken tells us about the CDC telling states to prepare for a vaccine by the end of October. That flies in the face of what they're saying this week. That was last week's podcast, but it's the most recent podcast, so you can catch up on that. Also, a discussion of sexual activity and masks. I won't say the same thing that I did, which they got the girls all riled up. But a lot of good information about you and your health on our Good Day Health show that airs on most of these same stations over the weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Find the podcast every week at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
With social distancing and the closure of many public places, loneliness has been one of the unfortunate consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know about the many online dating apps out there, so why not an app to make friends? Katie Hurdle is the creator of Friend Match.
Friend Match is actually exactly what it sounds like. It works similar to an online matchmaking or a dating website or app, but it is for friends instead of for romance. So it's worldwide. You can meet people from anywhere around the world or locally from your own community. Everything about it is designed to make it easy to find and make new friends. So you sign up, you create a profile for yourself, you share information about yourself, such as what kinds of friends you're looking for, what your interests and hobbies are, and what kinds of things you'd like to do with the friends you find on Friend Match.
Friend Match is free, but you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so also in the coronavirus world, severe budget problems for higher ed. A lot of colleges, financial problems. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday at my alma mater about what they're doing, how they're trying to hold the line. You know, they've got it's a hodgepodge system paying for higher education. There's all kinds of things that are done to incentivize youngsters with discounts and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is the average cost per pupil in higher education in America is about $30,000 a year. And who's got $30,000 a year? So you go into debt and then you start asking yourself questions. So anyway, we were talking about that. The system that's in place now started after World War II, incentivized somewhat by government and feds and the state governments for veterans, and then over time things have changed, and now everybody supposedly should have, or somebody started that, I don't know when it started, middle-class students all should go to college instead of getting their training, and as a result, now, because kids don't want to go, or parents don't want to pay for the kids not to go to school, so they haven't got any money, these colleges. That'll be interesting to see how that shakes out in the next couple of years. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Questions for Dr. Ken, 53 past the hour. Time for us to take a more than a passing glance at questions that people have about what's going on. Certainly a lot of the questions have been about COVID. Then there are other things, the day-to-day stuff. The problem with dementia, Alzheimer's, the things that we risk suffering the longer we live here on planet Earth, if somebody drinks, i.e. alcohol, to the point of passing out, what does that do for the risk? And why, I guess maybe I'd ask this person, why the hell would you do that to yourself? But, you know, that's another question. So what happens if you drink a lot of alcohol and you have the propensity for Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, if you drink more than 4 servings of alcohol in a 2-hour period, that can easily lead to you passing out. And it's been studied, published in JAMA Network actually this week, that you have a significantly, up to 30% increase risk of getting dementia in the next 10 years. So too many unfortunate people under the age of 65 who are getting early cognitive issues, can't remember, can't think, you have to look at their alcohol history. Guys, if you take more than 2 drinks a day, women, more than 1 drink a day, you're not doing it for your health. You're definitely having effects on your brain. If you go to 4 or more, extreme effects on your brain. And if you're passing out You got to stop the behavior.
You know, one of the things we're talking about on Good Day Health was knowing how important it was to know what your history is, i.e. your genetics from your mother and your father. I knew pretty much what my father's genetics were, and so it plays into what I'm going through with the TIAs and stuff, but I don't know much about my mother, except that now, just hearing this from you, and my mother was an alcoholic, had mental problems the last 4, 5, 6 years of her life, and I wonder if she wasn't suffering from dementia or some form because of her extreme alcoholism.
Absolutely. And knowing your personality, I mean this very politely, I mean, I bet she masked it.
She did. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she had what we call mask dementia, so it was probably worse than you ever imagined. And being much younger, we idolized our parents, even with their faults, and we overlooked them. So it was probably a lot worse than little Doug ever thought.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Blood pressure medicines. One of the things, thankfully, back to talking a little bit about my situation and what we've learned from it, the good thing is I don't have high blood pressure. My blood pressure was monitored around 10, 112, 114, or 115 over 68, 70, 72. So I'm thankful for that. But if you do have that, in addition to the things that we've been talking about on the air in various circumstances, Ken, how does that complicate things? Statins, blood thinners, blood pressure medicines, good God.
Well, the news out of the European Society of Cardiology, which was the first week of September, this is really good news because there's been concern that all the different or some of the different family members of blood pressure medications, especially the so-called ARBs, the ARBs, Losartan is an example, may cause cancer. But this was a thorough, long-term, large study looking at all the different classes of blood pressure medications you can think of, and none of them showed an increased risk of cancer. So I think we can put this issue to rest, and if you take blood pressure medication, don't be concerned that they're going to cause cancer. The problem is that often people are taking them as you get older, you're at increased risk for various cancers, and it's true unrelated is what this study showed in a big way.
Dr. Ken, do you expect, now having gone through Labor Day, there are a lot of people who are out celebrating, traveling, do you expect a surge from the COVID as a result of these gatherings and many other gatherings? When you look back to the 4th of July, you know, that's kind of what happened, right?
Exactly. Memorial Day, July 4th, we're in synchronicity. I'm thinking about this. I'm watching the data. And so far, we haven't seen a bump, but I want to see it. And it'll tell us a lot about where the virus is. But day to day, I'm watching it. The case studies lag a little bit in time. But ask me this question next week, because I think we'll have a better handle on this question. But I am watching this on a day-to-day basis. So far, there's no evidence that there has been, but I don't think we've had enough time yet to know for sure.
Uh-huh. All right. So there it is. Questions for Dr. Ken, you can send them along to me at Doug Steffen is fine, Doug@DougSteffen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Check him out at 352-735-1400.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.